You're listening to Eureka, a Monocle 24. I'm Daniel Giacopelli. This week, we hear the story of Der Greif, a Munich-based organization and magazine focused on contemporary photography. It was founded in 2008 by Simon Karlstetter and his friends. The group's now developing a new tool that allows photographers to upload, show, and share their work, and manage their submissions to competitions. This week, Simon's joined by Claudio Ricci, Der Greif's managing editor, to share their story.
I didn't study photography. I studied first graphic design and then fine arts, but with a particular interest in photography. And out of that particular interest, the project Der Greif developed over the years. And so I've never had this ambition sort of to becoming a photographer. I founded Der Greif in 2008 with Felix von Schäfer, also a photography enthusiast at that time. And our basic interest was to take images from the screen and put them back onto physical publication, back onto paper, and an experiment also with the possibilities of single images, de- and recontextualized. This is basically what happens to photography often online, that single images get sort of, you know, shared and spread all over. And with Der Greif, with the print publication, we're really trying to figure out ways of how to do that consciously. We always saw it as some sort of an art project in itself, and more about, you know, exploring ideas and possibilities of photography in general, in the print publication, also in combination with literature or poetry. So that was the main goal, to keep that going. I mean, so far we've always found possibilities and actually were able throughout the years to build a proper fundament for it to continue. And that's where we are now.
I followed Der Greif already from the start as a friend, but then 5 years ago when Der Greif had this shift from small project to a major project, I got involved, and that's when I joined. We studied for the most of the time, and then after the studies, I worked for 3 years in a business close to Munich, and we were always doing projects together, like multicultural projects.
Yeah, basically cultural or art projects.
Yeah, so we were collaborating on so many ends, and at the point where Der Greif then really got big, we were like, okay, now let's focus on that, and that's what we did. Every project that we made, we received thousands of images from thousands of photographers, so we couldn't deal with this amount of images anymore. So lucky enough, we had a developer on team who then developed a tool for us to deal with this. And 2.5 years ago, we gave access to this tool to other people in the industry, editors, gallerists, and the feedback was so good that we did then some research, and then we found out that there is really a need for a standardized tool for managing photography and photographs. So that was basically the kickoff for Pictet.
On the one hand, there are certain competitions or certain awards that really grant you major possibility to realize a project. On the other hand, it gives you visibility. And this is basically when you're either building your career or you're already in the middle of your career. It's part of what you need visibility. You need people to call you and say like, hey, I want you to shoot this project. And this is where awards and competitions and all those things come into place. But for photographers, like before Picta, a huge amount of time goes into research, and then basically it goes into re-managing the same project over and over again, because different open calls have different, some want 10 pictures with 1,500 pixels, the others want 12 with 2,000 pixels, and there you go, having duplicates over duplicates over duplicates, and this is the core problem that Pictet tackles, because the duplicates end up on hard drives of organizations on the other side. Plus, they need a proper tool set to deal with a huge amount of images coming in.
When we initially had the idea for Pictet, obviously it was an idea, and we tried to have it a little secret for a while, which I would say was not maybe the best way, because talking to as many people as possible gives you feedback, and that's what makes the product really good, is when you know what are the problems of the people out there.
It's basically like shut up and listen.
Right.
Simon Karlstetter and Claudio Ricci from Der Greif. Eureka's back again next Friday. But before then, tune into The Entrepreneurs on Wednesday. This episode was edited by Toby Hammond, and I'm Daniel Giacopelli. Thanks for listening.